back on Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. All right, a flurry of activity over the weekend in the state legislature in Springfield, and it's going to change the way you enjoy sports coming up. State Representative Bob Rita is on a phone line. He's been behind a lot of the gambling legislation. Representative, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah, so I guess the headline is that we will now be able to bet on college games, correct?
Yes, with some minor restrictions on it.
And how does that compare with the rest of the country? I mean, I know there are other spots where you can vote on college games. Are we catching up, or are we still setting a trend there a little bit?
We're actually catching up. And when we first passed sports betting, we had left out the Illinois college betting.
Now, as I recall, a lot of the schools and athletic directors were opposed to this back then. Have they come around, or did you just do it anyway?
No, they are still opposed. But okay. What we did is you cannot bet on individual performance, players' mm-hmm. performance, but you could bet on teams, and you'd have to make these bets in a facility, in a casino, not over the internet. And we put a 2-year sunset to revisit it, to see how, to put a slow approach in betting. And so it was a compromise from full betting on team performances, internet, and so we wanted to slow this in. I worked very closely with Representative Mike Zaleski on this.
So I could bet that Marquette will beat DePaul, but I can't bet that a particular DePaul player will score 20 points in the game.
Yes, that is correct. No individual bets on player performance.
And you have to you can't just make a bet from your phone at home, correct?
That is correct.
You've got
to do that in a facility.
And so then another part of this legislation would make the Wintrust Arena a facility, as I understand it.
Yes. So we authorized the Wintrust Arena, where the women's professional basketball plays. When we originally outlined facilities to be eligible for sports betting, there was an unintended consequence that we had left them out. We have in this bill to allow them to enter in the Sports Wagering Act.
So I could go to the Wintrust Arena and bet on Chicago Sky games?
Yes. Once they apply for the license and get it up and running, you would be able to do that, yes.
So here's my question, Representative. The DePaul Blue Demons play at the Wintrust Arena as well. So would those betting windows be open in the arena when DePaul is playing there?
That came up, and I believe it would be. It's something that we may have to address through rulemaking on that. That was left a little silent. That came up late into the conversation. First, we wanted to get them in, the Chicago Sky or the Wintrust.
Sure, sure.
So that's something we're going to have to look at, exactly how that will play out.
Just wondering, because then, are there other facilities where you could be at the game and bet on college sports? I guess if they're playing at the United Center and there's a facility there, that would be allowed?
Yes. United Center, any of the other facilities. Currently, at this time, the only place right now would be at any of your casinos. These venues have not yet got up and running or applied to get these licenses going, but it's coming down the road.
So how about the baseball stadiums? They were going to put windows at Wrigley and at Guaranteed Rate, right? But they're not there yet this year, or are they?
They are not there yet.
Okay.
And, we went through
what a rough year.
This pandemic and COVID and all this happening has set back some of this. But they're allowed to have sports books at each one of the venues and have internet access within a 5-block radius, or a sports book within that 5-block radius.
Explain that for me. So you could be across the street in a bar from Wrigley and bet through that window there?
Yes, or through their app.
And how about video gaming? That was expanded, or it looks like you're moving into the VFW halls and things like that?
Yes, there's a few VFWs throughout the state that were not eligible due to the municipality or county not having a participant in the video gaming. We allowed that VFWs would be eligible even if that town opted out of the Video Gaming Act. And these organizations, as long as they have a liquor license, they should be allowed to have these video gaming terminals.
So even if a town, say, I'll make up a town, Walnut Grove, said, we don't want video gaming in our town, the VFW in Walnut Grove could still have video gaming in their facility?
Yes, once this becomes law, they would be allowed to have up to 6 terminals.
And also another part of the bill that I don't understand is that it would prohibit towns from imposing a quote-unquote push tax on video gaming. What is that?
Well, this was a pretty major component of this package. some local towns, after we enacted in 2019 additional measures for the BGTs, they were looking for additional revenue. And so they created this thing called the push tax. So every time you would push the button, it would be 1 cent. If you look at local municipalities, like with the lottery or other things, you can't tax the lottery. But if you were going to put a local tax on, say, liquor or gasoline, the tax goes on to the consumer. And this would be almost impossible to implement. So if you're going to put a dollar or $10 in a machine, you'd have to calculate each time it's pushed. So in essence, if you put a dollar in, if it was, say, a dollar a push, you'd only get 99 cents. How do you collect that tax?
Oh, I see. Sure.
And then secondly, it will have, depending on how many towns and what these are, if it's a penny, if it's 5 cents, 25 cents. When we raised the video gaming tax in 2019, that was solely to fund, that tax went to fund our capital program, our vertical capital program. So this would essentially be taking off the top end of that, which would be affecting the dollars going into that capital program. No, so we grandfathered them towns that have that in and went forward where they couldn't no longer do it. And to me, that's the right approach for taxing, local taxing on this.
State Representative Bob Reed, so what's the first college team you're going to bet on?
I don't know. I have to take a look and see.
See what the line is. Well, listen, I appreciate you helping us understand it today. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks for having me, Steve.
You bet. All right, let's check up on the weather and traffic. Here's Mary.